Dr. Waldo, when you're treating a patient in general, there are two reasons for therapy. One is because you're concerned as the physician regarding the condition they have, and you really push the therapy and the need for therapy. And the other is the patient's directing therapy to a degree in that you're not worried about a sudden death issue, but the patient can't stand their symptoms.
Precisely stated. The whole issue is that you don't improve prognosis in treating this patient. You're simply treating the symptoms. And one has to decide, along with the patient, that the symptoms are worth whatever potential risk there is, because all these agents have some risk. The simplest thing to start with is a beta blocker. And this patient didn't have any effect at all. The patient was really dramatically symptomatic. So the decision was made to suppress the ventricular ectopy, recognizing that prognostically this had no impact. I made the decision to try myrcizine because I've used it in these types of patients before, and I find it very effective, well-tolerated, and safe. There are other drugs one could have used potentially. The real issue is whether you should give the drug inpatient or outpatient, and I think that's controversial.